I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
That guy has a song on Eldon's new album.
Oh, yeah, it's New Music Friday, so... What's that guy? Charlie Puth?
Charlie Puth, yeah.
Charlie Puth and Elton John. He did a whole bunch of just the Dua Lipa song and the Miley Cyrus song.
So we'll
hear a bunch of that. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page bringing you the celebrity trash this morning. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find more info on videos and stories we reported. If there's ever a link, we throw it right up there. Trailers for stuff. You might even catch a live happy hour, and you might even catch Squid
Lasso.
Squid Game Lasso.
I love that name.
What, Squid Lasso?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was cute, too. That was good. So there you go. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Okay.
All right.
This is heavy. This might be the craziest effing thing I've ever heard. Yeah, brace yourselves.
No, I braced myself because you said you went for that F. And I was like, oh, God. She didn't do it. Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We're not on a podcast.
The craziest fudgy thing I've ever heard.
All right.
A prop gun misfired on the set of a movie.
Tell me, because I saw a headline and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. One person was killed and another was seriously injured. This is an Alec Baldwin movie, and a prop gun misfired on the set. The movie's called Rust. It was shooting at a ranch in New Mexico when the accident occurred. And it was Alec who fired the shot. Alec Baldwin has accidentally killed someone and maimed the director.
Oh, my God.
The gun is loaded with blanks as they apparently... I don't even know. Why can't they just add
the sound effects effect? Yeah.
Can't the guy just go... Pew, pew, you know, like we...
I, you know what? Maybe it's about being it, feeling it in the scene, feeling it in the moment, reacting to a real. It helps them.
Sure, it
create
helps,
realism. I don't know. I mean, So you're telling me that this wasn't loaded with the wrong.
They are
bullets?
Saying that this was. Well, look. Supposedly, the gun was loaded with blanks.
That shouldn't have sent a projectile anywhere.
I don't know how blanks work, but not only did it kill someone with something that exited it, but maimed someone next to the person who was killed. So it sounds like shrapnel flew out of the thing. I'm sure there'll be a zillion details and there'll be a huge investigation. It's such a terrible story. I mean, first of all, that, you know, someone died and another person is critically injured. Like, okay, so let me just go back. A person was killed and another was seriously injured after a prop gun, they call it a prop gun, it sounds like a real gun, misfired on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie. Alec Baldwin is the person who fired the shot. The movie's called Rust. It was shooting at a ranch in New Mexico when this accident occurred. The cinematographer was killed. Helena Hutchins was killed. She is the cinematographer. I'm assuming that's a woman's name. And the director, Joel Souza, was rushed to the hospital where he was in critical condition as of last night. So there isn't a whole lot else known at this point, except that the gun was supposedly loaded with blanks. There's a local New Mexico newspaper that obviously, you know, they went to the hospital and they and then they went to the sheriff's office and they were trying to figure out what had happened here. So the local newspaper reported that Baldwin was seen outside the sheriff's office in tears. Obviously, they were, you know, because they're so helpful. You know, they were yelling out things like, what did you do? Did you kill someone?
That's great.
I know.
Do we know if they were filming?
You know, that's not known. Not by me. Not yet. Because my first thought was the other person who's getting shot wasn't in the shot. Like, was
that's
it maybe?
What I'm, right.
Maybe it's one thing where he's like looking into the camera and pulling the trigger, and that's how. And maybe everyone was really close.
There are tons of pickup shots that can be done, so he could very well have been alone in the scene. It's a close up on him firing.
Right.
Who knows what? But I would be curious to find out if all that was being filmed and. Where that somewhere there's footage of this
right.
going down, because I'm sure the police would want to see that in part of their
right.
Because this, I don't understand. I can see this isn't the only time this a mistake like this has happened. Isn't this how Bruce Lee's kid died?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
mm-hmm. On like a movie
some
set,
some kind of misfire
with a prop gun.
Or right. I don't know why they call them prop guns when they are clearly. Loaded.
Well,
even
because
if
it's a prop
it
in the film, but
okay,
I believe
right.
it's a real gun. I think they're often using real guns with fake bullets. They're not. There's not a secondary, you know, plastic market that they're
using. Is
there
using. Something about the kickback that doesn't look real unless there's some kind of expulsion?
You know, films, there are accidents on film sets.
There
and
are
if
all
you've
the
ever
time.
Done, like I did just little teeny college films, and what you realize is I hate to say it, but when someone, well, I should say this about me. When someone turns a camera on, I'll flail myself off the highest point to get the shot because I am that hammy.
Yep. So, oh, I've seen it. You're actually, it's like, oh, I don't know if Vinny's going to want to do this. And then suddenly it's like, wow, this is the only thing Vinny wants to do.
Right.
This is amazing.
I definitely have that problem. I imagine most people who act have that problem
yes.
as well. The camera's on.
I want
on,
this to
I'm
be amazing.
This.
Right. They're going to catch this on film.
So I don't doubt that many of these accidents are, you know, because of the actor's enthusiasm as well, but also you're out on a set somewhere. You're only as safe as the precautions they've put in place.
Right.
And often, like on a college film set, there are no precautions. There was
no,
nothing.
It's right. There's not even a PA around.
There's nothing. Nothing. Just, you know, we're going to hit you with this car. You good with that? Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. All right. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. This is a movie, for God's sake. Nothing's real in movies.
Right.
So, obviously, it's horrifying that
yeah,
this
it's tragic.
Woman
no
was
doubt.
Killed. But to have been the person who pulled the trigger, like the repercussions of something like that happening, it's like we talked about this day or two ago when somebody ran over somebody in the road. Someone had laid down in the road and a bunch of people
yeah.
rolled over them. And one of them was a star and their name escapes me now. But that alone would be something you would carry with you, just guilt and just the fact that you'd be horrified that had happened and that you caused it, however unintentionally. But to shoot someone and to have that, I mean, that goes down right, it's just right in front of you. I don't even mean to giggle about it. I'm kind of incredulous.
I
like
that,
to point a gun at someone that you are sure in your head is not going to hurt anyone and pull the trigger and have it kill someone and then maim someone next to him. Oy, talk about your day taking a turn.
It sure looks like the film is a Western.
Times. Okay.
From the late 1800s or set in the late 1800s.
Rust.
So, you know, those are gun-toting days for sure.
Sure.
Not
absolutely.
That these
six
aren't.
Shooters.
But right.
So these blanks are cartridges that have everything that a normal bullet has except for the projectile.
The slug.
At the tip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just
so
the
they're
tip.
Just like an empty tin can.
Yeah.
So something still comes out.
Yeah, and a case still comes out the same way and it reloads the next one so you can still go bang, bang, bang just like a real gun would. It just doesn't have the part where it comes out at somebody. And, if it's improperly loaded, it can definitely cause damage.
Well, the unfortunate thing here is that somebody improperly loaded it, and that person's going to be on the hook for this. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. There'll definitely be a full-blown investigation since there was a death and a grave injury, or close to, I should say.
Right. Joel Souza is the director, and so while this one, the cinematographer was shot, it sounds like point blank, and then this guy, who I assume was standing right there, is in the hospital at this point in critical condition. I'm feeling for Alec that this has to be absolutely
sure. All of them, actually.
Dreadful.
I mean, you
right,
know, the thing that's trippy about filmmaking and even music to an extent, I often find the level of detail people are willing to put into any project they're on.
It's art.
It's art, and they're passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And where I might go, well, let's just end it with you.
Yeah. Just jerk your hand
they
back
would
like
go,
you're firing it.
No, we need every single possible thing we can control to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, you know, why are they using a prop gun? Because they, you know, when you're making art, and people take that crap seriously,
mm-hmm.
really seriously. And it often means, you know, millions, if not billions of dollars. In music, it trips me out because no one would have known if you took a short, like, let's say you're listening to a Pink Floyd album, the masterpiece, and you go, yeah, but I wouldn't have known if you used a Les Paul over a Strat. But they'll labor over the, you know, the sound for days before they choose which instrument they'll use.
Right.
It's just the detail they're willing to put into the work.
Right.
And that's probably why they feel the need to use these
realistic guns.
You know, it's
guns.
Realism.
Right.
You know?
Oh, it's just so awful. Anyway, there's that horrible story.
Right.
Here's another horrible story.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to get these all out of the way. There's a lady who was on Dr. Phil when she was a teenager. So she's young. She was a teenager in 2019, and now she's...
Is it Bahad Baby?
It's not Bahad Baby.
Bahad Baby.
She was a teenager back in 2019... And she's suing Dr. Phil and the show's parent company, claiming that she was abused at a treatment center that they convinced her parents to send her to. This girl's name is Hannah Archuleta. She claims that Dr. Phil and others associated with the show recommended that she check into something called the Turnabout Ranch for troubled teens in Utah. And when she got there, she was sexually assaulted twice by a male staffer and physically and emotionally abused by other staff members as retaliation when she tried to report it. Hey, this guy assaulted me. She claims that the show knew that prior guests had suffered physical and emotional harm there, and she says that people associated with the show are getting some form of consideration for sending people to Turnabout, as in they've got a deal in place and they're recommending this place, and when they send someone and give them publicity, they get a little kickback. The show is denying any financial ties to the ranch. But this is, I'll be interested to hear how this turns out, because there will, you know, when one person comes forward to say something happened to them at some place or by someone's hand, a lot of times the floodgates open.
Bad babies, you know, are the same thing, because she went there too.
She went there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
After Dr. Phil.
I wonder if they're in touch.
Probably.
I would assume that this woman, if she's coming forward with a lawsuit, she must have talked to other people who were sent to this ranch.
Yeah. Bad Baby was doing all these TikToks saying that she was going to go after Dr. Phil months ago about the same situation. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have in the last year, it's even less time than that. In the last 6 months, two people I know have told me a story about how their kid or a kid that they're adjacent to had to be kidnapped in the middle of the night and taken away for their own safety. And it's a trip to find out that this there are a lot of parents out there who have hit the wall and find themselves going, my kid's gonna kill his or herself, and I don't know what else to do. And so while I don't know anything about this place in Utah, I do know that a lot of parents find themselves in, and I know my parents found themselves in that place with my brother, my little brother. They didn't do it, and my dad just, you know, had to be even more strict.
Oh, I've just lost Vinny.
Must be the power. Give me a sec.
Can you still hear us, Nikki?
Yeah.
You have me and Bryn.
Yeah, I heard Vinny drop.
Okay, you know what? We're out of time anyway.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll reset. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.